Let's say the employer doesn't like a current employee. We talked previously about how employee number two is now going to undercut and get employee number one fired. However, what about if the employer is not happy with the work of employee number one? So therefore, can employee number two position himself to get himself hired? So if the employer is not happy with employee number one, then, and he's going to fire him anyway, so then it is permitted for employee number two to position himself to get hired. And surely if the employer approaches employee number two and says, hey, I'm about to fire employee number one, can I, you know, are you available for hiring? Of course you're allowed to accept such employment. Now, it's mashma, the Pesach Choshen says from the Rajba, which is the source of this Shulchan Aruch, is that that's only if employee number two does nothing to position himself, meaning he has to be a passive involvement in this case. But if he does a certain, you know, ishtados, he goes and, like, you know, markets himself, we'll talk about marketing in a second, but let's say, you know, really approaches the employer, then that would be forbidden as well, even if the employer planned on firing employee number one. Now the question is he allowed to market? So the Pesach Choshen says, well, obviously employee number two is allowed to put up signs all over the place and market himself and whatever it is, because as long as he doesn't specifically target this employer, then he's allowed to obviously try to get himself a job. We're only talking about when he specifically targets the employer, that would be a problem. Now this that we said, this the Marsham actually brings an interesting application of this, is that this concept of the employer wanting to fire the employee is only at a time when he's permitted to fire employee number one. In other words, employee number two can't say, oh, I'm going to position myself so that I know the employer wants to fire employee number one. I'm going to now take that position when he gets fired and position myself, even if it's passive, to get that position. You're not going to do that if employee number one is not allowed to be fired at all. We're only talking about a case when employee number one, under the rights of their contract and whatever that stipulation was, is permitted to be fired. In that case, employee number two would be allowed to take the position. Otherwise, he says it's gezer gomer for the balabais to fire employee number one, as we've previously discussed. And for you to, employee number two, to be involved in that, is it partake in that gezeila, and that would be forbidden as well.